Before we go any further, a warning that this first report is likely to contain disturbing and upsetting details. As we've heard, taxi driver Raymond Shorten, who was convicted last month of raping two young women in his taxi on separate nights in 2022, has been sentenced to 13 years in jail for raping a seven-year-old girl 12 years ago. Judge Carida Naidu said the fact that Shorten had raped a girl on the day of her mother's funeral showed he was utterly lacking in compassion and couldn't have cared less about the hurt, violation and long-term impact on her. For more, we're joined by our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, this was a shocking case. Will you remind us, what did the court hear about what had happened?
Well, Raymond Shorten was 38 years old when he raped the then seven-year-old girl in 2012. He was known to the family, although the girl, the now young woman, told the court that he creeped her out. She didn't have much to do with him. But the first incident happened when the family were gathered in her grandmother's house after her mother's funeral. He then raped her again on another occasion in 2012. He also sexually assaulted her. Now, the incidents only came to light when the girl left a note on her grandmother's pillow in 2020. Telling her what had happened, and a Garda investigation began. She was interviewed by specialist interviewers and the prosecution continued. Shorten denied the charges. In his Garda interviews, he told the Garda that these allegations were 110% a lie. In his own defence, he gave evidence at his trial just a short while ago, a few months ago, and again he said the allegations were total fabrications. However, the jury found him guilty on all counts. And in her victim impact evidence, the girl, who's now 20, said she didn't know what was going on when Shorten abused her. She knew it was wrong, but at the same time she thought that it must be right, because this was an adult man who was doing this, and she only really understood what was going on when she started sex education classes in school when she was around 14 or 15, and she spoke about the impact that the offences had had on her and how she had turned to substance abuse to try and numb the pain of what was happening.
This morning he was sentenced. What did the judge say?
Judge Carida Naidu said the victim impact evidence of the young woman revealed the deep and abiding damage done to her. He spoke about the fact that these were very serious offences committed when the victim was a child and Shorten was a much older man, and also that she was very vulnerable at the time as she had lost her mother. And as you said there, he said that the fact that that Shorten raped a seven-year-old girl on the day of her mother's funeral showed he was utterly lacking in compassion. And the judge said, frankly, he couldn't have cared less about the hurt, violation and the long-term effects, the long-term pain and suffering he caused her. He said overall there was very little mitigation in favour of Shorten. The court has heard that he does not accept responsibility for the offences, and Judge Naidu jailed him for 13 years.
Now, in a separate case, Shorten was convicted of raping two young women. So when will he be sentenced for those more recent offences?
Well, he was due to be sentenced this morning for the offences which took place in his taxi. Both these offences happened in 2022, in June and in August 2022. In each case, the women who were aged 19 and 20 were trying to get home. They were vulnerable, they'd been drinking, and the court heard that Shorten preyed on their incapacity. Now, in these cases, in both of the cases, Shorten denied rape and he claimed the sexual activity had been consensual. However, the jury unanimously found him guilty in both these cases. Now, Mr. Justice Paul McDermott was due to sentence him this morning, but after hearing Carida Naidu's sentencing remarks and the fact that the judge Judge Naidu had said that any element of rehabilitation in terms of Shorten's sentence was a matter for Judge McDermott to consider, the judge said he would adjourn the sentencing and he would do it on Thursday to allow him to consider the sentencing remarks this morning and to allow him to consider rehabilitation and how he would structure the sentence.
Orla, many thanks for that. That was our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. And anyone who has been affected by this report can find details of supports available on the RTE website in the helpline section there.